Now, the second and final IEA debate for presidential candidates with representation in parliament took place in Accra last night. The flag bearers of the NDC, NPP, CPP and PNC took turns to outline their policies on various issues of national development. On gender, Nana Akufo-Addo of the NPP said he is passionate about the issue, especially women's participation in national development. This is because he worked extensively with women during the Akufo administration. He advocated special attention to the education of women and girls, since this will empower them to aspire for greater heights.
It's a personal matter for me. I have five daughters. I don't have a son. Inside our party structure, I have been, and anybody in the NPP will tell you, a strong advocate of affirmative action inside our party to make sure that as many women as possible, not just stand, but stand in areas where they have a very good chance of winning. Secondly, in one's own personal decision making, when I was Attorney General, for instance, my deputy, whom I asked for, was a woman. My special assistant was a woman. Again, when I went over to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, my deputy was also a woman. So I have that commitment to working with women. Make sure that as many of our women as possible get education, because you educate the woman. Agri told us, you educate a nation. And you know that the next generation of Ghanaians will have the right attitudes and values that will allow them to be able to take up the whole issue of female empowerment in our society.
President John Mahama promised to set up a Women in Governance Fund to assist women who will want to go into politics and aspire for public office.
Under my presidency, we're going to take bold, bold measures to give space to our mothers and sisters and all women to be able to realize their full potential. I think that in one stroke, we can increase women's economic empowerment. The problem is also in terms of public office. We must implement firmly an affirmative action for women in order that we can encourage them to step up to the plate and take advantage of opportunities that exist. I intend to set up a fund, a Women in Government Fund, that will be available for every woman who puts herself up for elective office to help her financially to be able to win the election and be able to go to parliament or occupy whatever elected position she's standing for.
The presidential candidate of the PNC, Hassan Ayarga, said his government will, among other things, identify women's groups and empower them to go to the grassroots to support women at that level.
Our women and children form a very vital sector of our population and as such needed to be treated very specially in service delivery. Our administration will focus on empowering women to face global competition in all aspects of life. We will achieve this through one, identifying viable women groups and organizations and empower them to descend to the grassroots to support the grassroots women in trade and in businesses. We will establish capacity training centers to train more women in character and leadership to take up leadership position both in public and in private sector.
The CPP said it will empower and educate women. It will also create awareness and assign queen mothers with specific roles to play in national development.
We practice what we preach. Right from within the party, we have removed the glass ceiling for women. And as all of you know, our national chairman is a woman. Our vice national chairman is a woman. Our second national vice chairman is a woman. And our poor third national vice chairman is a man. The CPP has set the pace and will continue to do it in government as well. We believe that gender is about empowering women to have the right relationship with men in policy, in government, at the homes, and in society. And therefore, we need to do this in a pervasive manner with awareness and education, both formal and informal. We will promote doors for women to be open in science and technology. We will begin with the OIC level, technical level, and carry this through to university level. We will ensure that even in our traditional role, the queen mothers also have representation at the national level. If this is not happening already, we will ensure that it happens. Because it is in those role models that you get the beacon that gives the signals to young girls and girls to also aspire to be that person in society.
Dr. Abu Sakara.
Answering a question on oil and gas, the CPP flag bearer Dr. Abu Sakara Foster said a CPP government will ensure the passage of the local content law with a sense of urgency. It will also set up another body in addition to the Petroleum Commission to make the area more beneficial to the country. Dr. Sakara also indicated his determination to ensure that Ghanaians take charge of the management of the sector.
First and foremost, we must recognize that the resolution on permanent sovereignty over national wealth and resources passed by the United Nations in 1962 gives every nation control over its resources. However, in the kind of contracts that we have been writing with foreign investors, we have not asserted this claim to its fullest. It appears as if we are rather borrowing those natural resources. I believe that we must assert our ownership over those resources. And we will do this first by ensuring that we use the existing opportunity of the oil income to gather sufficient capital resources to have very different kinds of contracts in the subsequent oil fields that we explore. Those will focus on ensuring that we build the technical capacity, the knowledge gap, we bridge it to be able to exploit our resources fully onshore. It will also ensure that we process that oil onshore with all the ancillary industries associated with it. We will also ensure that the local content law, which has not yet been passed, is passed. These are measures that we would implement with a sense of urgency.
The PNC flag bearer, Hassan Ayariga, said the present production agreements on oil and gas do not favor Ghana. He said his government will review the agreements and expand the exploration to cover other areas. Is that if these measures are taken, revenue from the sector would even be enough to replace all donor support.
When I become the president, I will review all agreements, irrespective of oil production, to favor Ghanaians. Let nobody tell me that it cannot be done. President Rawlings reviewed the Valco agreement to favor Ghanaians in 1980s. I will draw inspiration and experience from him and review all agreements on oil production to favor Ghanaians. I will also expand the exploration of oil and gas to cover other coastal areas and the Baltic Bays with discoveries of oil that have been made. The aim of this expansion program is to increase production of oil and gas to generate more revenue. I will also increase local businesses and ensure that communities in the catchment areas benefit more from the oil finds. Industries and agriculture will also be given a boost from the oil production. The level of revenue we currently get from our oil resources are too low. We are not tracking the amount of oil that we are generating and are being shortchanged. The oil resources we have can make this country a real middle income in 5 to 10 years.
Nana Adodankwa Akufo-Addo of the NPP said the revenue from the sector is expected to be used to transform the economy, but this has not been so. His government will therefore streamline the activities under the sector and invest the revenue in education and healthcare.
Today, as a result of the fine, we know that our shores have hydrocarbon resources that will allow us to be able now to take a very much more forward position. So the mere fact that the original agreements tended to be favoring the investor, in my view, was the correct strategy. We needed that investor to come, make the investment, and it was done. And the result of it was the Jubilee Fields were discovered under Kufuor's watch. Question number two, how do we treat this new find? Are we going to treat the new oil and gas resource like we have treated our other natural resources? We continue to export them in their raw form and are happy with that, the revenues from the export of the oil. Our view is that the discoveries and the revenues that are coming from it give us an opportunity to use it to transform our economy and transform our nation. And therefore, the whole process of industrialization and value addition will be an integral part of how we deal with the revenues and the resources that we now have.
President Mahama of the NDC said since 2009, 16 new discoveries of oil and gas have been made. It is important that a country strengthens its negotiations on oil and gas resources and put in place legislation to make the industry attractive to investors who have the technology and capital to put into it.
under President Kufuor's watch, Jubilee was found. And since then, most people don't know it. Since 2009, under President Atamel's watch, 16 new discoveries have been made. And that's phenomenal. And so it is important that, one, we strengthen negotiation of what we get as a country out of our oil resource. But most importantly, put in place the legislative environment that makes the industry predictable and attractive to investors who have the technology and the capital to put into it. And again, this question often is a bit inconveniencing to me. It says, what will you do? We are doing already. I am doing already. We have put in the legislative framework. We passed the Petroleum Revenue Management Bill. We passed the bill that set up the Petroleum Commission. We have approved in Cabinet the Exploration and Production Bill. It's currently awaiting a parliamentary approval. And I'll appeal to our members of parliament to look at it quickly and let it pass so that we can have that bill in place. Because then that covers the various steps of the oil industry. That is production. Then you have regulation, which is the Petroleum Commission. Then you have how revenues are used, revenue management, which is the Petroleum Revenue Management. The last piece of legislation, which is still undergoing stakeholder consultation, is the Local Content Bill, to increase the capacity of Ghanaians to be able to benefit and participate in the oil and gas industry. It doesn't pay to have such a God-blessed resource and just have foreigners come and take it away without any benefit to your people. And so we're going to pass the Local Content Bill to justify and reserve some aspects of the oil industry to Ghanaians, and one, to encourage the foreign companies that are involved in oil exploration and production to engage Ghanaians for them.
NDC's presidential candidate, John Mahama.
On science and technology, Mr. Yariga of the PNT said his government will change the educational curricula to make it more innovative and technology-focused.
We will review the existing fishing laws and block all the loopholes that tends to put our fisher flock at a disadvantage. We shall also explore other ways of reviving and revamping the fishing industry. In this direction, our administration will tackle and solve the perennial problems of non-availability of the pre-mixed fuel, other fishing inputs. We will work closely with the Ghana National Association of Farmers and Fishermen to explore ways of assembling our boats and manufacture fishing nets locally. We will make fishing farming a key model under the National Youth Employment Program to encourage the youth to engage in fish farming. Salt has been a major thing that we needed in Ghana. And at a long time, Ghana only produced fish or have salt for just local consumption. If properly taken care, we can create an industry where we can refine salt and export.
The flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, said an NPP government will focus on training and enhancing educational institutions to promote science and technology.
There are certain things that clearly we need to do. One, to make sure that we conserve our marine resources, to ban large-scale industrial exploitation of our sea. Secondly, those involved in the industry, a great deal of capacity building is necessary for them. You look at the old canoes that the majority of our fishing folk are using. In today's world, fiberglass and the rest, they have no access to it. A conscious effort has to be made to enhance the capacity of our fishing communities to be able to fish as modern fishing people do. I am strongly of the view that we have to take politics and politicians out of matters affecting the fishing industry. Yes, they're an important community, but they're an important community for the development of our nation, not necessarily for the fortunes of any particular political party. It isn't right.
President John Mahama of the NDC pledged to provide 10,000 scholarships, especially to girls, to whip up their interest in the study of science and technology.
One of the things we've done is to equip the Navy. We came into government in a situation where the Navy had two old seagoing boats that took 48 hours to reach the end of our maritime boundary. The other thing is to equip the police to take over from the Navy. One of the major problems threatening our marine resources is pollution. We're throwing all kinds of plastics into the sea. Fishes are, you know, washing up on our shores with plastic in their bellies, you know, and we're pumping raw sewage into the sea. We're taking steps to do that. We're setting up the new liquid waste treatment plant so that all liquid waste from the cities would go into the treatment plant, treated before they are discharged into the sea. We're giving assistance to the artisanal fishers by giving them outboard motors, and we have a flagship project that is getting ready to take off under the CDB, and that is the provision of new landing sites along our beaches where the fishermen would not only have a safe harbor to berth their canoes, but will also have cold store facilities at the place. They would have processing facilities to be able to process their fish and to be able to preserve whatever products they bring from the sea for the market.
Dr. Abu Sakara of the CPP said he will strongly advocate an electronic tagging of ships to help regulate the industry, adding that harnessing the potential of the country's estuaries will make fishing more convenient and attractive.
The main issue is the regulation of illegal fishing and trawling. This, something has been done already, but I think we need to go further. We need to have an electronic tagging system that every ship that comes to fish in our ocean must possess one. Secondly, we need to make greater use of the estuaries. The estuaries can probably give our small-scale fishermen more income than going out to the sea with subsidized pre-mixed fuel for a jolly ride and coming back with very little catch. If we focus on the estuaries, there's possibilities for prawn fishing, for prawn industry, which can be as big as what they're doing now. And I believe we already see the prawns there. It's a matter of making sure that we improve it and make it something that they do more often in a technical way.
Dr. Abu Sakara. Radio Ghana sampled views of a section of the public on the performance of the four presidential candidates at the IEA debate held yesterday.
I'm here to listen to the news, and I go through the newspapers to see what exactly went on. I don't really know what exactly they are.
The objective is bringing out the best policies for Ghana. Actually, it's not an individual affair, but it's meant for bringing out the best policies and programs that will help individuals and organizations to achieve their goals. Not up to standard, especially performance wasn't up to expectations.
It was an improvement. I see it like that because it has rather, you know, provided the world kind of information that Ghana is well deep into democracy now. And when I listened to them, I was impressed about the president's performance yesterday because he sounded like he's already doing his work, unlike the rest who are now going to test the ground. So he stands taller than the rest. Well, Nana Akufo-Addo did well. He spoke very well, very brilliantly and eloquently. Mr. Ayariga, I feel like, well, he's a bit immature when it comes to politics. He seems to be young and he needs to learn. He needs to study a lot.
And the performance was very nice, and I believe the most of the panelists were precise. Thank you.
The IEA debate was very interesting. I think it helps us to grow democratic, and it gives the presidential candidates an opportunity to present their manifesto or what they have for Ghanaians.
Those were views of a section of the public on the IEA presidential debate.